Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. Just hit the Listen Live feature on the ESPN app. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Did you improve on the design? Did you do something new? I thought Adam Silver improved on the design and did something new when he gave Donald Sterling the boot right out of the NBA. I thought, oh, it's going to be a year suspension, $10 million fine. But he gave him the boot. And as we were discussing last segment, well, they had audio. They had him dead to rights. It's hard to get the horse back in the barn when everyone hears it, right? But there is no audio or video on Sarver. And I think, and Key talked about it, that's the reason that he has a one-year suspension and a $10 million fine instead of losing his team. Let me say, an investigation found that Sarver, and we're going to get into Aaron Rodgers and the NFC North in a bit. The investigation found that Sarver had engaged in what the NBA called, quote, workplace misconduct and organizational deficiencies. Phoenix Suns owner. The findings of the NBA's report came nearly a year after the NBA asked a law firm to investigate allegations reported by ESPN that Sarver had a history of racist, misogynistic, and hostile incidents over his nearly two-decade tenure overseeing the Suns. Quote, I take full responsibility for what I have done, Sarver said in a statement, while adding that this moment is an opportunity for me to demonstrate a capacity to learn and grow as we continue to build a working culture where every employee feels comfortable and valued. Jay, you brought up the question, how does player empowerment differ in the NBA and NFL, essentially, right? Like, why the onus seems to be on NBA players, partly because they've set a very high standard and an excellent example, to fix things more than in the NFL.
It just always, and look, I get it. I mean, there are easy correlations. Chris Paul was on that team that was owned by Donald Sterling, led that charge. Chris Paul's also on the Phoenix Suns. I don't know why this always seems to happen to Chris Paul on his watch, but there's a history of him standing up. It's like when that happens, I guess, because the precedent has been set, that we automatically go to, well, the players really need to create change. And I first off think that the NBA extremely missed the mark here to set a standard on where the NBA I thought was going from an ownership perspective. It just feels like, I go to the Daniel Snyder situation for the Commanders. When that came out, that felt like a slap on the wrist as well from the NFL.
Yeah. And,
excuse me?
No, I said, yeah. I just was saying, yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Finish.
I didn't see people, analysts, say, hey, the players should do more to speak out on this and should take a stand, where it feels like when this happens in the NBA, we automatically go to, well, the players need to be the ones to really force change. We don't ask NFL players to force change the same way we ask NBA players to do so.
And let me see if I can answer this for you, Jay,
okay,
and get it as right as I think I can. When you think about the NBA, you think about the richness, the finances. You think about the security that the NBA players, so to speak, have, right? Because from the end of the bench to the top of the bench, for the most part, they're probably at about a 99% clip on fully guaranteed contracts. And the money's extremely different. Where in the NFL, over the last several years, and I'm talking several years in the past, there's only been a handful of guys that had the ability to say something from a financial security part. And the reason I bring up the money, because the money is very important in this, because players that have security, they don't care. They challenge. The ones that don't and have a family and they still got to take after and look and don't want to be blackballed or things of that nature, they approach it differently. Times have changed over the last two or so seasons in terms of guaranteed money because of the television rights, the new collective bargaining agreement. So the money is a little different now. And the owners also recognize that. It's not as easy to cut somebody that challenges you anymore. In the past, they can just cut you and keep it moving. There's a lot that can happen. So I think as these things continue to evolve, more NFL players are willing to step out and up front with certain issues because the threat of you being gone isn't there nearly as much as it was in the past.
Yeah, it's a violent...
Hopefully, I'm answering it.
Yeah,
no, it's a violent sport with a shorter shelf life, less guaranteed, fewer guaranteed dollars, fewer years normally. The players are normally not as famous unless they're star quarterbacks. They're wearing helmets. There are more of them to keep track of. In addition to that, the NBA has set an example. Their stars are more visible, higher profile.
More money.
There's more money. They're more guaranteed. They feel more confident doing it.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Also, I would add one element, and it's a racial element, a layer, which is the NBA is perceived, and I think this still holds true, as a black league. I don't think the NFL is, even though the numbers say there are many African Americans participating as a percentage of the whole. It is not perceived as much. I think a lot of that has to do with the two most kind of visible people are the coach and the quarterback, and that's a disproportionately white.
Yeah.
And I think that it is interesting when Jay brings it up. Why is the onus on mostly African American players and stars in the quote unquote black league to take matters in their own hands when we expect mechanisms in place to address this in the kind of, you know, in the perceived whiter sport?
You remember the video, Jay, that my nephew put together.
Yep.
With all the players in the NFL, and Roger Goodell, the commissioner in the NFL, was in that video about saying the name and doing the whole deal, right? This was a year ago or so, whatever it was, 2 years ago. Patrick Mahomes joined that video.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL need Patrick Mahomes, and so do the Kansas City Chiefs. So Patrick Mahomes has the power to participate in such a thing, where there may have been other people that felt like they couldn't participate. It's just like the Jerry Jones about the kneeling incident. He wanted his players standing tall with their feet on the white line and the whole deal. But Jerry Jones also took the pulse of his football team and realized we don't have Deion Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Nate Newton, Charles Haley, Deion. You know, we don't have those guys on this team. So I could be a little more forceful for my demands. Had them dudes been on the team, he may have approached it a little differently.
Yeah.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. You're listening to the Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Say play ESPN. We pop up on your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And, of course, you can hear us anywhere live. Go to the Listen Live feature on the ESPN app, and we're right there. Even if you've already gotten to work, you don't want to be late, you don't want to turn off the car, pop in whatever it is you put in your ears and take us right with you, right into work on the ESPN app. Guys, Aaron Rodgers does not seem concerned. I don't know, concerned about his young receivers. He gives me the impression if I were a young receiver on that team or a fan of the Packers, I would not be too worried right now. Listen to him on Where Else? The Pat McAfee Show.
We have to have patience. A lot of these guys have not played a ton of football, and really it's not something that could have been figured out in training camp or some off-season throwing session. These are live rep things with the pressure of a regular season game, with the pressure of it counting, and that's why I'm not too worried about it. There's a lot of talent on our side of the ball. We just got to execute a little bit better.
Key. So I listened to Aaron Rodgers there, and in years past, he sounded the same way, right? If things weren't going right, and he's turned out to be right. You know, he's got it. But Devontae Adams isn't there. And these guys are not just like, well, a second-round draft pick, that's fine, he can bring them along. He's got to bring them along right now. And meantime, the Vikings look better to me. What do you think?
I think, you know, when I look at it, I understand where he's coming from, because as you continue to grow and get better week to week. In the NFL, the growth is fast. The growth ain't methodical and slow. Like, it's big boy stuff. Like, you got to grow fast. You know, it's dog years. You play two games, it feel like you play 10. So you learn a lot more in a shorter period of time, how to be better. Like the touchdown that he threw to the Watson kid, it went through his arms in the breadbasket.
Christian Watson, yeah, second-round pick.
It went through his arms in the breadbasket. That's not going to happen again because he's probably practiced so far 50 times to 100 times of that particular football in the air. And if it happens in week 6, he'll be on the sideline. In week 5, he'll be on the sideline with the rest of the guys that's not going to play. Because that's one thing that Aaron Rodgers is not going to tolerate, Matt LaFleur, the front office. So those little bitty things will get fixed. It just takes a little time to do it. It's not instant coffee. Everybody's not coming into the league taking it by storm in week 1. It you got to kind of gradually grow into your role.
You see, I know that there's this narrative around Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, and it's always R-E-L-A-X. And there is history that will make one think that, okay, like in a matter of time, it's always going to be fixed by Aaron Rodgers because he's always fixed it. But this, to me, just seems different.
What's the difference?
Like, young receiving core, like, what is their growth timetable? Like, when do they come into their own? And even if they do come into their own, are they going to be next level? Like, are we looking at this as a Super Bowl contending Packers team?
Do you
team?
Think the rest of the division has closed the gap, Jay?
I think the Minnesota Vikings have closed the gap. That's who I think has closed the gap. I think it's their
good
turn
week one
in this division, and it's theirs for the taking. But once again, history will make people think, well, you know, every time I say the Vikings, well, you know who the Vikings are. You know, their quarterback can only take them so far. It just looked different the other day.
Mm-hmm. So as you guys were communicating with one another just now, and you know, Jay was talking about young receivers, and you mentioned Davante Adams early on. Relax. You remember that? Mm-hmm. You know when that was?
A couple years ago.
No, 2014.
Was that for, and that's when he won 7 in a row? He said we're going to run the table, and
yeah,
they did?
Guess who the young receiver was?
That wasn't
in his first year.
2014? No.
Not when they won 7 in a row.
No.
Max, you're old.
Okay? Yeah, I guess so.
That's all I can tell you.
True. That's
and,
true.
And you know who the young receiver was?
Huh.
Davante Adams.
Right.
And you know how many catches he winded up with that year?
How many?
38. Mm-hmm. So you see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying, but
if you're telling me with your wide receiver eye that you see a talent of Davante Adams on this field, then that I guess that would be a game changer for me. But
Christian
it's not what I
Christian
hear you.
Watson is big,
man,
fast.
Romeo Doubs is good.
Yeah.
Watson is good.
Christian Watson has the look to me of the kind of
He's
guy
good.
Where in a couple years going to be like, he was a second-round pick.
My whole point is Davante Adams wasn't Davante Adams when he walked through the door.
But Jay is saying there are two parts to this, Key. I agree with you on this part. This is, Rodgers has done this before. But what about the fact
And their now, defense is better. They just had a bad game.
Chicago is not there yet, but they at least have hope with a young quarterback. The Lions are scrapping every game, and the Vikings look good. If you had to just purely go on week one, you'd have Vikings top 5, right? Just based on the way all the teams looked week one. What about that? Have the Vikings changed the equation here a little, Key?
I see you asking me about a team that won in week one, about all of a sudden they changed the equation.
But they're also a team
a
lot of people picked in the offseason.
They split every single year, it feels like.
Right.
They literally split. So,
but I mean, for the rest of the Vikings might make some noise this year. A lot of people are saying it. Do you think they will?
Yeah, I don't know. Because they look good under Coach Zim in the past, and they faltered in the end. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know what they look like. You can't – look, man, we can't start – putting teams in the Super Bowl after week one.
You know what the difference is?
We can't
start
telling you teams are going
to
win their division after week one.
Jay, you know
what? But that's what people were telling me about Green Bay, pretty much.
No, going into the season, Green Bay was a clear-cut favorite with or without Davante Adams to win the division.
But that's the difference
to me. That doesn't change.
Key brought up Mike Zimmer, Jay. Mike Zimmer is there because it seems to me his defense bothered Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, so, hey, all right, let's keep. But this Vikings team doesn't look to me like it's built to beat the Packers. It just looks like a good team to me. You know, it's not about winning the division or whatever. It's about that team looks good. They got what they need, it seems to me.
They probably do, but I'm not willing to say just yet that the Packers are they're just a team in trouble. No, you how can you do that?
If you say who's going to win the division,
Tom Brady stay getting waxed at the beginning of the season. He taking the Bucks to the Super Bowl, losing to the Saints in the regular season, smashing them in the playoff. Like, you can't look at it that way after one game. The New York Giants just beat the Tennessee Titans.
Super Bowl.
They're going to Super Bowl. They're going to be in Arizona with us. Like, stop.
I'm not saying Super Bowl. I'm saying, though, like, if there could not have been or there could not be a better time for Minnesota to win this division than right now.
Minnesota.
They have all the pieces key. Aaron Rodgers, even if Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson are extremely talented, they're young.
Cousins is starting to win in prime time and, like, in the playoffs
there's no better time for the Vikings to take this division than
you're
right,
right
now.
But in general, the Vikings probably are a better team than they were a year ago. They possibly could be. Guys have grown. Dalvin Cook is better. Justin Jefferson is certainly better. But I'm not ready to just say that the Green Bay Packers need to go trade for Mike Evans because their receivers just can't figure it out.
The team to look for to me in the NFC North, but it's not now. It's, can the Bears be the next power in the division? Can Justin Fields eventually turn into something? And did they get it right in terms of GM, coach, all that stuff? Did they get this coaching staff right to the point where they can build around? Can Justin Fields be that guy, and can they build around him? If the answer to those questions are yes, I don't see in Detroit or in Minnesota long-term, or in Green Bay long-term, why the Bears couldn't make noise. But that day is not today. Maybe it is today for the Vikings. Maybe.
Well, they play Green Bay. Oh, no, the Bears play Green Bay Sunday.
Yeah, the Vikings play. They're at the Eagles Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night.
Monday night game.
If they beat the Eagles,
that's going to be a tough game.
If you start the season 2-0 and you pick up a road win at Philly, that's a statement to start the season. And also, you know what else about the Vikings real quick? You know how people want the Bills to win because I think largely they kind of – people feel like they paid their dues. They draft a quarterback every year. He gets better. Every year the team gets better. The coach, they're knocking on the door. Now they get there, and then they win in the playoffs, but they lose to their rivals, but then barely lose to their rivals. The Vikings are sort of the same thing, minus a supreme talent at quarterback. It just feels like they've been inching in this direction and they're ready to do it now. When you hear Tom Brady talk always about commitment and his level of commitment and retirement and how long he has to play, if you were his teammate, how concerned would you be about where his head is this season?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of going on, so, you know, you just got to try to figure out life the best you can and continuous process.
Something is up, right? I mean, like, he didn't look or sound like himself in that news conference.
The reality is that he's still got a lot left in the tank, but does he have a lot left in the tank when he doesn't have the protection?
Somebody actually tells me that Tom Brady is dead and shows me the body, I'm not going to believe that he can't do it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 months. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. LL. Does it sound more and more like this will be Tom Brady's final season? Here he is on Sirius XM's Let's Go podcast.
There's no margin of error when you're 45. You know, you take hits and you feel every hit. When you're younger, you have your body's a lot different. And when you're 45, your body changes a lot. So what am I dealing with now? I woke up today going, holy shit, that was a, you know, there was a few hits. And, you know, you look at your arm and you got bruises, you got cuts, and you got, you know, the way it is. And you go, okay, how much longer do I want to make this commitment? And I obviously made the commitment for this year, and everything's going to be, you know, like always, continue to evaluate, you know, all these different aspects of playing.
So, I don't know. Look, it seems to me, can we get that Giselle quote up there, guys? It seems to me, especially the quote that came out from Giselle, it's not just speculation, she said it, that here it is. She told Elle Magazine, quote, "Obviously I have my concerns. This is a very violent sport and I have my children. I'd like him to be more present. I've definitely had those conversations with him over and over again, but ultimately I feel that everybody has to make a decision that works for them. He needs to follow his joy too." This happened weeks before Brady's 11-day hiatus from training camp. So, Key, I know you do not like to comment on people's, you know, off-the-field stuff, their family stuff, wives, kids, and it's like nobody's business, except that she gave this quote to a magazine. She gave it to the press. They live their lives somewhat in public because they are both superstars in their fields, world famous. And so it's impossible, I find, Key, to not speculate about that part of what's going on, especially when she's when Giselle's public about it. It seems to me that there's some wisdom in what she said. Yes, she wants him home, but she also recognizes people have to follow their passion. And Brady, when he originally walked away, was saying things like, "I have to sacrifice for my family now," meaning give something up I really want to do. Now he's saying things like, "Man, this is getting harder and harder." And to me, that's a better reason to walk away, and it sounds like that's what he's fixing to do.
Yeah, and that may be the case. It may be the case that he decides that he wants to walk away based on what she may have told Elle Magazine. You know, she would like for him to be more present with the kids and things of that nature. I just don't get involved or really like to have deep conversations about speculation about, oh, this is what it means, and she's mad at him. She took off and ran over here, and he's over there, and that's the reason. I don't like to do that. I think he recognizes, though, at 45 years old, it ain't as easy as it was 3 years ago when he got hit and beat up and bruised, and now all of a sudden this happened against Dallas that he got his ass kicked a little bit, and he has some bumps and bruises on him, and it doesn't feel good, so he's thinking about certain things. But I don't want to say that he's thinking about retiring again because she's mad at him. And I don't want to do that. Maybe his conversation at the press conference was such that he is feeling a certain way after playing a hard football game that he realizes that it probably needs to end, because if it doesn't, all he's going to do is continue to get beat up a year or two from now.
So, Key, I know you don't like to go there, but I'm going to go there because I kind of feel like Yates and I were talking about this before. We feel like Drake, like we always have like trust issues, girl issues. So I'm just going to dig in and start deciphering this and how I see it. A couple things. And these would be questions that you guys can answer for me. Like, I haven't really seen Giselle talk openly a lot about things in their relationship to like magazines like this, number one, Max. Mm-hmm. Interesting for me that she would choose this kind of magazine for this kind of story, okay? Number two, I would like for him to be more present. That's a pretty telling statement to me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a very, whenever my wife has said, "I need you to be more present," that means, like, I'm not engaged enough at home with what's right in front of me.
Just go buy her a present. I think that's what she means.
Okay, fine, if you want to take that way.
Otherwise, you got to pay attention to your family.
And by the way, she follows that up with saying, "I've said that over and over again to him." Over and over, like the multiple times conversation. And then the last part that I found to be interesting is just the word. I feel that everybody has to make a decision that works best for them. Not so whenever I hear my wife talk about decisions that we make, it's best for us. For us.
Oh, God, Jay, you just hit on something.
Key, best for them And I want Tom to have his joy too.
In other words, Tom, like, you got to do what you got to do, and so do I.
I got that, yo, that's – so, I mean, look, my thing is how Tom compartmentalizes a lot of this stuff is going to be fascinating to me as we continue. And granted, like, his focus is on the football field. I get it. But that she unpacked a lot there, man.
And there's so much – sometimes a lot. Sometimes conflicts are – like, you understand why they're there. Maybe they're unavoidable, and no one's really wrong. You know, like, if Tom Brady, the greatest who ever did it, is still going strong at 45, and he said, I don't have 10 more years for sure, that might mean he has five. Like, who knows, right? He said 10. He didn't say, I don't have three more years. So maybe he is thinking about playing more. And maybe Giselle realizes, yes, a person has to follow their passion in order to be happy, or else you wind up resenting the people around you if you feel, again, the word sacrifice the first time he walked away for a month or whatever was telling to me, because it means I'm giving up something that's important to me and doing it for someone else. It's not because I'm done with this yet. And I hear what you're saying, Jay. Maybe it's not he does have to follow his passion, his joy, and everyone has to do what they have to do. Then in that case, boy, he'd be under. This is just the kind of speculation Key hates, and I don't blame him for hating it. But they are a public couple.
By the way, Max, I never come to this conclusion if she doesn't say anything.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's proactive.
Man, I wish them the best. I hope everyone is happy.
Of course we want them to succeed and win.
I don't know what to say.
But I go back to this thing. I've known and I've had conversations with my boys about this. A lot of people that are deemed to be in the public eye, the best of all time, the greatest, he's the best. Doesn't mean that at home they're viewed the same way. That comes with challenges when people don't see you for your real true self and that you have flaws.
I know life is happening to them now, Key. I get it. But I also...
Stop bringing me in on this.
Well, no, I'm thinking about like movies I sometimes see. I was thinking like Donnie Brasco. Remember that? He's out there. He's saving the world. He's deep cover. He's got all these... And he gets home and she's like... She's hectoring him. And I'm thinking, oh, come on, lady. Does he really need that right now? The same is true for women, I'm sure. They're out there doing, they go home, they get a problem.
This Max Kelly.
So I'm thinking, it's true, though. And it's like, but I understand the flip side, too. It's like, yes, we understand. You're doing these history-altering things in your sport, and it's never, and you're pushing the limits of human excellence and everything. But, you know, we got things
like
that you got
to
pay attention.
Present.
Yeah. Like, life happens once. You got one shot at this. You got a family. And, you know, I get it. It's hard. There's no right answer.
Key, once again, I know you hate it, but, I mean, it's
no, you guys got to do what you got to do. I'm listening. It's not that I hate it. It's not my place to speculate on what's going on their household.
But you know what, Key, she did.
It's not my place.
She did give a public statement about it to a widely read publication, and Jay is dissecting the statement. That doesn't cross a line. You got to be comfortable.
I'm not comfortable.
I get it.
Talking about what goes on.
Yeah, I would prefer not to, I'd prefer not to.
I said my two cents.
Jay likes this stuff.
No. I just wanted to decipher what I've seen. What I've seen.
This ain't CNN. This is People Magazine. You know?
It's not like I pulled this out of thin air, Key. People Magazine?
Yeah,
or
that's what
Us
this
Magazine,
is. Like,
Jay,
in other words, this is not hard news, although is there any more hard news?
Wait, though, Us Magazine, Jay, go right ahead. Yeah.
Well, I'm the correspondent. I just flew back from London, and now I'm here discussing these quotes.
No, but I understand everything. Look, man, it's hard as hell to juggle family. Yeah. It's hard, right? When you're trying to do a lot. Me personally, I fly across the country, okay? I work at ESPN on the East Coast. I'm in New York 2 days. I'm in Bristol for three.
You have a rap career.
LA. I have a cooking career. It's a lot. You have to juggle a lot, and sometimes when you juggle, there's things that come up. Everybody is not going to be happy about what happens and goes on. And look, I know from when I played football how difficult it was to manage my kids and my family, and I missed a lot of time with my kids, and it kicks me in the ass to this day because I was playing. But what else am I gonna do? You know what I'm saying? It ain't like all of a sudden I'm going to do the little go to 7-Eleven and pick up a scratchy and scratch it and all of a sudden the Powerball or whatever.
Right, you
got to
make a living. Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to do?
Got to make a living.
But you got choices and you got to make those tough choices. And, you know, that's why I'm glad that I don't play football right now. I do what I do because I get an opportunity to be present and do some of the things that I didn't get a chance to do with my older kids.
That's interesting. That's a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. Athletes yeah. who have like a second act in terms of their personal life when they're retired, and key what you just said opens up a whole other thing about how athletes might feel about the kids they had while they were still playing and what that did versus later on. That's a whole other thing. Tom Brady has he'd been there for 23 years, so he runs the whole.
And his kids ain't 23.
Is week two too early to proclaim statement wins? Is it too early to say that was a statement win, week two? Well, Justin Herbert has his shot Thursday against Patrick Mahomes.
Here we go, James.
I got to choose between my two favorite kids. What am I going to do?
Here we go, James. He feels like the Chiefs are going down.
Third.
Max thinks the Chiefs are going down. You heard it here first.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn Johnson has, in my view, he should open a consulting firm for coaches for post-game pressers, right? This is how you do it, and he should coach him up. Jay should open a consulting firm for coaches PR rehabilitation. Because, Jay, step by step, you went over what Urban Meyer had to do after he was scandalized. What was it? Do you remember your steps?
I think it was, like, number one, he had to disappear for a while, right? But he had to give, like, a public – he had to show contrition publicly about what he's learned from – which he's gone through the whole thing, right? So he's taking time away from the game, like, showing contrition publicly. And, like, I said, oh, he might get back into TV maybe to show his face.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of like engaged himself a little bit about this whole Nebraska opportunity. Nobody's been talking about Urban Meyer, and out of nowhere yesterday, he thinks it's a great opportunity and a great job.
He voiced his affinity for the Nebraska program following Scott Frost's firing during an appearance on the Big Ten Network. He said this, "Nebraska is one of the most unique fan bases I've ever experienced. I would imagine," said Urban Meyer, "that this is just one of the things. It's a speed bump. They got to get going. We just wonder at what point will it ever start to dissipate a little bit. I can't see it because the ones who grew up watching Nebraska, and I've witnessed it firsthand several times on that field, those are as good fans as there are in America. But, Key, you know what? Nebraska would be good to go get. I mean, if they could land Urban Meyer, that's good for them, isn't it?
It would be good. I don't think that he would take the job.
Why not?
Nebraska's a tough – You got to almost – it's a tough place to recruit. That's the issue. Now, how
does that – his best option?
But how is that? How does that change with all the NIL stuff? And it's not even a money play because Nebraska got plenty of money. It's just more of a – it's regional. Like, it's in the middle of the country. It's hard as hell to get to. You either got to go through Omaha or you fly into Omaha – and fly into Denver or fly into one of these Chicagos and then fly into Lincoln. I mean, it's just a hard place to go.
When I've been in Nebraska, it's either Lincoln or Omaha.
And for Urban, as a coach, if I was Trev Alberts, I'd hire him tomorrow. I hire him tomorrow if I was Trev Alberts. Right. I'd line up the private Nebraska Cornhusker jet.
Yep, bring him in.
And we're going to get him and put him on that plane.
Nebraska football is the only game in town in that neck of the woods.
He may not want it, though.
But if they can get Urban Meyer.
You just don't inject yourself into that conversation without having some kind of strategy about why you're doing so.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I can't be the dude dancing back in all the videos. You know, dancing in all the videos.
The background dancer? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
I would have gave you Puff if you'd have gave me real details.
No, I can't give you real details.
See, I can't give you Puff.
Not over the mic, though. Not over the mic. Not the hot mic.
Guys, I know it's a short week, but I think Lamar Jackson's going to win the Super Bowl this year, but if they can get that running game going with anyone other than him, those running backs aren't doing anything. But
yeah, that was without Dobbins, though, right?
Yeah. But that's right. But regular season MVP, man, to me, it's coming down to Herbert and Mahomes. And I mean, as great as Herbert is, Josh Allen definitely in the mix. But I think these are my two guys right here, Herbert and Mahomes.
I don't know why you're keeping Lamar out now.
No, I think Lamar's going to win the Super Bowl.
But you know what's so crazy, though?
Huh.
And I know we're going to get into the Chiefs because you hate the Chiefs, Max, and you love Justin Herbert.
I love the Chiefs.
But Lamar Jackson, right?
Mahomes, yeah.
It's almost like he damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right.
The guy ripped him in the air. Ah, he didn't run the football well enough. He needs to run more. Like, well, wait a minute, man. One minute you told this dude to stop running so much and just spin it. He spins it, and you say he's not running enough.
No. First of all, everyone's very impressed with Lamar week one. Come on.
No, not everybody.
Well, everyone who's watching was
impressed. No, some people say he wasn't running enough.
There's a country of 300 million. Some people are always going to say something. You're never going to have unanimous opinion.
Knucklehead, I know that, but I'm just saying when you're talking about this sport, this football, he's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, there is some of that going on with
crazy.
Lamar. He can somehow
like
Lamar
damn mind.
Somehow the standards are different for Lamar than
They've
for everyone
else.
They move
the goalpost
so much on him.
But anyway,
by the way, it doesn't matter if you move him; he's still going to hit it.
I would do this.
Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes going head to head with these two squads. Herbert threw three touchdowns and beat the Raiders, who knocked them out of playoff contention last year in the regular season. Mahomes threw five TDs, no interceptions, 360 yards against Arizona. Is this can Justin Herbert make a statement week two against Mahomes here, Key?
I don't think it's going to happen. He's without Keenan Allen. I think that's going to hurt a little bit, even though they got Mike Williams. They got a couple other pieces.
But, I mean, if he balls out, would that be a statement? Could he do that week two if he balls out?
It's not really a statement. It just shows that they're going in the right direction. It's different than Josh Allen. Josh Allen needed to make a statement on a Monday night because he had already been there and tried to get to the Super Bowl and been in the playoffs and made deep runs, but he hadn't won a big one. Justin Herbert is really just getting going. It would be impressive if he went into Kansas City and won in a hostile environment. Everybody's watching on a Thursday night, but he doesn't have to. It's more about the team making a statement than it is Justin Herbert. Can the Chargers make a statement as a team?
This is where I'm looking at the Chargers and their defense. I heard Brandon Staley talk about this the other day, keeping Patrick Mahomes in the pocket. because containing him is critical to this game. Obviously, Khalil Mack is an opportunity for them to show that this defense that held him up so much last year, that they can make a game-changing difference. Having J.C. Jackson, I think he's on the verge of coming back as well. That's going to be the deciding factor of the game.
Guys,
how good is the charge? I know what their offense is, but how good is their defense?
Of course you're right about that. And, of course, Key's right about it's week two. And guys, the big picture is this. Patrick Mahomes looked different. I don't care what anyone else does. Patrick Mahomes looked different from day one. It took Josh Allen years to get there. He still doesn't look exactly like Patrick Mahomes, nor does he get quite the same results. And Josh Allen's incredible. Right? He looked different. No one was like, Justin Herbert was the next guy to my eyes. Key, you might tell me I'm wrong, but to my eyes, where I said, up, that looks different too.
Sometimes it looks different, but he don't look like Patrick Mahomes.
I agree. Mahomes is the very best. But Herbert was the next guy to come along who just from the eyeball test, I went, okay, he got company at least. This is going to be his competition, right? He looks different. Yeah. The way he slings it is different. Different, and these two dudes are going head to head, and they're in the same division.
I don't know why I feel this way. I feel like maybe it's just the Chargers. I just feel like Justin Herbert's going to be wasted for a long time. Like he's going to do everything right, and the Chargers just not going to do everything right as a team.
That's the history of the Chargers.
It's just the history, maybe. Maybe that's it.
Yeah,
you second fiddle to the Rams in the NFL. I mean, the LA. You're like fifth fiddle to football in general. High school football is more popular in L.A. than the Chargers.
The Raiders are more popular.
Yeah, so it's like St. John Bosco in modern day more popular.
It's true.
Than the Chargers in L.A.
Yeah, people go to Chargers games. It's a lot of out-of-market people.
Plus, this game is in Kansas City, just that environment. I mean, Chiefs are 4-point favorites. I mean, I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win this
game. I think Herbert is – like, Phillip Rivers was excellent, don't get me wrong. I just feel like Herbert's different. He has that kind of, like, superhuman type, oh, my God, type talent.
So if Josh Allen is a cyborg from the future that's main mission is to come back and beat Patrick Mahomes, what is Justin Herbert?
Herbert has – they broke the mold, and they had to make a new mold for Herbert because he does everything you want the modern quarterback to do, but he's 6'6". He's 6'6". Fast, strong, laser-guided missile for an arm down the field. Big on third down. Big on fourth down. Reads the defense.
He's good.
To get rid of me. What doesn't he do?
He's good. That's what you say.
Ooh.
Statues like that, Sub-Zero refrigerators, typically just they got cement in their shoes, and they just stand still and throw the ball.
He looked right, Key.
He's cool. Like I would, for sure. He's one of the top guns in the league. He just needs to keep going. Get to the playoffs, that sort of thing. He can't put up 4,000 yards, 5,000 yards, and they at home. He can't do it.
You're right. However, by hook or by crook, I don't want to hear about how tough the division is. Or he's in his third year. He's got talent around him. He's got incredible talent. I don't want to hear about the coach.
He's
got to make the playoffs.
Sounds like you're taking the Chargers tomorrow night when we pick.
That's
what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like you're messing around in Kansas City.
He's going to take the Chiefs.
He can't do that.
The problem is this. Mahomes just threw 5 TDs, no picks. Like, Mahomes can do things. I love Herbert. Allen's incredible. Burrow's my guy. Mahomes is you can throw Aaron Rodgers in there, everyone in there. I'll take Mahomes over everyone.
Well, that's
everyone.
Not what you said before.
It is.
You said you take Justin Herbert over Mahomes. Make up your
mind. I've never said that.
We got receipts. Boy, we got receipts.
We do have receipts.
Max.
You will never find me taking Herbert over
Saga
Mahomes.
Receipts.
Jay?
Keep him receipts.
Jay, have I ever said Herbert over Mahomes? Have I ever said it? When?
You just said it with
said
Mike Tannenbaum 2 days ago.
Never. I said I'd pick him to win MVP
Justin
this year.
Herbert over
no,
Patrick
you just – oh, my God, Max, you're
started.
Such a liar.
What? Mm-hmm. Never.
Yes.
Never. I might have said if I'm starting a team right now because he's on his rookie deal.
You do understand.
Because he doesn't get paid right now, so you can put more around him.
Yates is doing overtime and standing here to pull it. He's
perfect.
Staying here for the next 6 hours.
Perfect.
And he's
going to
pull it. I'm
good.
Just telling you.
Yates, perfect.
And they're
six
playing
hours,
it tomorrow.
Perfect. I've never said Herbert's better than Mahomes. I've never said it.
Max talks a lot, so he's got a scrub.
Can anybody in the control room confirm what Key is saying?
Key is lying on me.
Key said it in
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. We're back tomorrow at 6 a.m.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.